1320 WILS. Let's talk to a guy I'd love to touch base with. Doug Giles is with us, founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. And he's got a brand new book, a coloring book for college crybabies. Doug, great to have you on WILS.
Mr. Cohen, how you doing, big dog?
Good, good. Now, you write, the book is dedicated to college tinkerpots. I don't know what that even is. What is that?
It's my version. It's my West Texas version, Michael, of a little hissy fit throwing liberal snowflake. So we call them tinkerpots down here. You know what I'm talking about? The guy who goes into five alarm death con mode when he doesn't get his way in politics or in school or in sports. That's the guy that we're lambasting.
And the coloring book. What are they into coloring books nowadays? Or?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it or not, but after the Hildebeest got dusted by Trump in the general election, these universities had they had aromatherapy for the college students and their administration and teachers that just couldn't cope. They also had brought in therapy dogs, and one of the things that they brought in, which spawned my coloring book for college crybabies, they brought in coloring books.
Does it help and, soothe them to color in these books?
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking, what, you know, 19, 20, I guess, for some of these guys. They're lifetime college goers, some in their late 20s and early 30s that are still in school.
So
they can't traverse these tricky streams of not getting their way when they were told that Hillary by CNN, the fake news provider, was going to win in a landslide. I think Megyn Kelly also said that Texas and Florida were going for Hillary, and of course that didn't happen.
If they pick up your book, by the way, a coloring book for college crybabies, are they going to enjoy coloring that in?
Bro, I think they're going to shred it. it is the most offensive and funny book that I think is out there, especially a coloring book, man. It's a riot. I know I wrote it, and I did the illustrations, Michael, but it's a funny book. I laughed so hard reading it yesterday after an interview that milk came out of my nose, and I haven't had milk in like 11 years.
What? So you're an artist, too? I didn't know that.
Yeah, got my undergrad degree in fine art, believe it or not, and I grew up copying Mort Drucker's cartoons in Mad Magazine. So yes, I am very demented.
Now, what kinds of things are they going to get to color in the book?
Well, I've got one of a protester standing in front of a giant Texas FU-650 Ford pickup truck, which is a bad idea. Also have a picture that they can color in of their testicles that have been snipped off because of the feminization of the American male. That's part and parcel of liberal academia.
So this is for adults only, this coloring book?
Yeah, I wouldn't give it to a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
But seeing that the liberals are so crass, and you can see them how they attack Ivanka and Melania, I figure they can enjoy some adult humor.
Hey, look,
and the great thing is, Michael, we put in the category on Amazon in healing and meditation. And within 4 days, it went to number 9 out of all the books on Amazon worldwide in healing and meditation.
Do you think some people got confused and bought it without knowing what was going to be inside? Or?
No, probably not. Right. These are all my hardcore followers who bought it, and they kind of put it in a common area in their house. So when their hipster dandy kid who's been living in the basement way too long passes by after he got a hot bowl of ramen and goes back down to the basement, he sees it and picks it up, and hopefully it'll make him look like a fool and he'll man up.
How much is it the parents that are allowing these things to occur to their kids, though?
I think it's 100%. You know, my parents didn't do that to me. I'm 54 years old, and I was ready to get out of the house at 18. You know what? So were they.
They provided for me. You have to make it a little unpleasant to be in the house, or how do you get your offspring to do that, to launch away?
Yeah, you raise them to be providers and protectors and hunters and heroes. Like I wrote my book, Pussification, the Effeminization of the American Male. And if not, they're going to be, you know, these handout entitlement droogies who are going to, like I said, spend the rest of their life on your couch or bemoaning and thinking that the world owes them something.
Coloring.
I was raised like this. Yeah. It's pathetic that parents are doing it. And if they've got a kid like that, you know what? They failed miserably.
Well, they're sitting there coloring books. Doug Giles with us on WILS. The one thing we're seeing on college campuses, though, is the uproar over Milo Yiannopoulos, right? He just actually resigned from Breitbart. When you see the passions that get inflamed on campuses, what do you make of that, the fact that they do get fired up about certain topics?
Yeah, I think it's I think that's what should happen on university campuses. I think they should get fired up over ideals. As far as the vandalism goes, obviously I'm not down with that. But I'm a big free speech proponent. I think Milo jumped the shark in that interview, however, when he talked about, man, boy, sex, and some of the other things he said about his past with a particular priest. If you're going to be a spokesperson for libertarianism and conservatism, sometimes, there's some stuff you don't parlay into the public. People don't get that kind of crap. I'd say 99.9% are not okay. I'm definitely not with man-boy relationships.
Yeah, indeed. Doug, tell me this, because on your website, clashdaily.com, you are talking about the media coverage. I want to get your thoughts on how the press has been dealing with Donald Trump. Well, first of all, what do you think about how he's been going after the press, especially at that last press conference?
Bro, I'm sitting back here in my beautiful man cave in Texas with beer and popcorn and one of my Safari cigars, loving it. Because the media needs to understand something, is that pretty much all of America hates you. You've trounced us and trounced our values, especially for the last 8 years, if not longer. And you're finally getting rejected. Mm-hmm. And we've got a president that is taking it to you with gloves off. I don't think Cruz would have done it. I don't think Rubio would have done it. And I like Trump doing it. He's circumventing them via Twitter. He's going directly to the people. He's upbraiding them when they're coming at him with their nasty questions and barbs. And he's calling on places like CBN, Town Hall, and Daily Caller, and I dig it. Don't have a monopoly on reportage like they think they do.
So when you're hanging back, smoking the cigar, which many of us don't get to do, by the way, because you need a room that's particularly set up for that, right? I mean, that's a whole situation you have there, I'm guessing. Are you watching TV news on a typical evening?
Watching TV news doing what?
Yeah, on a typical night when you're hanging out with a smoking a cigar. Are you watching news on TV? Are you watching mainstream media?
Yeah, I go back and forth. I get a little intel from Fox, then I bounce to the fake news portals, and then I try to get over there and watch the BBC meltdown. I think it's hilarious, and I'm greatly enjoying it. And that was a big part of Trump's appeal to me, is that my daughter was eviscerated. I don't know if you know who she is. She's the one who destroyed Acorn with the undercover videos in 2009. And those videos were damning. It was the only time that there was a bipartisan unanimous vote in Obama's two terms was the defunding of Acorn. Mm-hmm. And instead of dealing with the content of the videos, they said, oh, they're heavily edited. And then they went on to besmirch and smear and try to destroy my 19-year-old daughter's life and my family's life. So I'm no big fan of the media. And thank God for radio shows like yours, for the internet, for the blogosphere, because we created an alternative media and which they disparage. And now, with my little website, we have 7 million page views a month and got an engagement rate over at Facebook per week of 10 to 12 million people. We've got better numbers than MSNBC.
Yeah, well, that's much better. In fact, Doug Giles, founder and editor of ClashDaily.com, and his brand new book, A Coloring Book for College Crybabies. At a store near you, certainly on Amazon.com, too. Hey, Doug, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Stay rowdy.
Yep, and that's it for us. We're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Have a good night. Bye-bye.